Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is again such a privilege to be able to sit before you and your Word, to read and to hear what you have to say about living in this world, to know that Almighty God cares so much about us, that you want us to know about you and your son Jesus. You want us to know about your ways. You want us to know the truth. And I pray by your Holy Spirit, you will guide us into all truth as we study your word today. We give you thanks for all these things and doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Queen's Refusal, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1 and verse 12. The courtyard of the palace has been decorated, and the finest of the royal wine has been poured. For 7 days Ahasuerus has been feasting and eating with his guests, both small and great, and all the men in attendance are having a wonderful time. Vashti, the queen, is also holding a feast for the women at the palace, since the women did not party with the men in those days. During the festivities, with his heart now merry, Ahasuerus has a brilliant drunken idea that he should show off his queen. He told his chamberlains to bring her to the party and to be certain that she was wearing the royal crown. Her beauty was striking, and Ahasuerus desired to allow all the men at his party to behold her beauty. In chapter 1 and verse 12 of the book of Esther, we see Vashti's response to his request, where we read, "But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him." We read first, "But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains." Although Ahasuerus thought it would be a good idea to show off his wife, we learn that she was not in agreement with this at all. Can we imagine the scene? There within the apartment of the palace where all the women were having a wonderful feast together, and then they are interrupted by these 7 chamberlains. They enter the party, and all the women quiet themselves to whispers. They ask one another why these chamberlains are there, and watch as they request that they have a moment of Vashti's time. All the women are watching as these poor guys tell Vashti the queen's request, and as they watch, she demonstratively refuses to obey it. She might have said, "I'm not going with you. What does the king think I am, some kind of meat that he can use to have men grovel over?" We might even be able to hear her tone as she rejects the chamberlains and runs them out of the room. Vashti refused the king's commandment and sent the chamberlains packing. The verse continues, "Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him." Now we can imagine these 7 chamberlains return to the queen, or to the king, with their tails between their legs, so to speak, and they sheepishly told the king that Vashti refused to obey his command. Perhaps they even repeated themselves as the king inquisitively asked them to tell him once again her answer. Immediately after their confirmation, he blew his top. He was filled with wrath and anger to the point of rage. Some of us have known an angry drunk, but can we imagine the king's embarrassment before his guest as his own wife refused to obey him? Vashti not only refused his request, but she brought chagrin to the king before his guest. Ahasuerus, who was used to getting everything he wanted, was rejected before his crowd, and now anger burned within him. Anger in its basic form is simply not getting one's way. Ahasuerus did not get his way, and the result was anger. As we continue to pull close to and then back away from this story, let us keep in mind that God Almighty governs over all these happenings. He will use them for His purposes. And although they seem as natural as not getting one's way, the Master is at work with a plan behind the scenes. Even when things do not go the way as planned, the creator of the universe will weave them into his fine tapestry. As we consider those things that make us angry and are not according to our plan, can we stretch our thinking just a little and realize that the master weaver is at work in our lives too? Next time, we see the beginning of Ahasuerus' response to Vashti's rejection. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.